Changing the scene completely for a moment, let's cast our eyes over our contemporary world. We inhabit a world in which, thanks to the miracles of technology, space matters less than ever. Thousands of miles are no barrier to instant communication. Friendships are increasingly conducted remotely from our bedrooms. Text speak replaces conversation. Avatars and emojis replace faces. Social media is used to project versions of our lives, which correspond only distantly with the flesh and blood reality. And yet, I know for myself that no email or text message or shared photograph is a substitute for seeing the face or feeling the embrace of a friend rarely seen. The problem with the Christian argument against sacred space is that it steps in opposition to things that in fact belong together. It sets up an either-or choice when we can, and in fact must, have both and. Because the whole Bible is the story of God's gracious presence with God's people. God deigns to mysteriously enter into our spatially bounded world. God is there at the beginning, in the story of Adam and Eve, in company with them in the garden. God is there with the Israelites, fleeing Egypt in the pillar of cloud and fire. God is there with the Israelites in the wilderness, in the tabernacle. God is there in the Holy of Holies, in the temple. God is there in Jesus, the fulfillment of all the promises of God's presence with us in the Hebrew Scriptures. But Jesus, in fulfilling those promises, does not abolish our need for God's presence with us. We are embodied, spatially bounded creatures, and despite extraordinary technological advances, we remain so. And so Jesus promises that when two or three are gathered together in his name, he is present in their midst. Churches are not merely places of gathering. They are a place of presence. And Jesus offers himself to us in the bread and the wine of the Eucharist. Churches are not merely places of gathering. They are places of presence. Now, of course, it is true that the church is fundamentally the people and not the buildings. And of course, it is also true that God is in no way constrained by our notions of sacred space. We can encounter manifestations of the divine in a conversation with a friend or a stranger, in the flowers of a garden or the stupendous views of a mountaintop, and less comfortingly in challenging encounters with those who are poor and marginalized. But none of this in any way invalidates the biblical witness to the God who understands that we are creatures of flesh and blood, of time and space. None of this invalidates the biblical witness to the God who graciously deigns to be present to us in flesh and blood, in time and space. Jesus is present with us when we meet together in his name. Jesus is present to us when we receive the words of sacred scripture and when we receive the sacrament of the altar. And so, we rightfully and naturally see the places where we habitually meet to encounter the Lord Jesus as special, as set apart, as sacred. Just as Jesus himself regarded the Jerusalem temple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.